This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. President Ramchandra Paudil summons Federal Parliament session for May 11th. Government abolishes civil service trade union system after legal amendment in a reform move. Nepal registers a victory over Oman in the ICC Men's Cricket World Cup League 2, strengthening position in the league standings. And United States temporarily suspends Hormuz operation following progress in Iran deal. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Paudil has summoned a new session of the both houses of the Federal Parliament on the 11th of May at 2 p.m. The meeting will be held at the Federal Parliament Building, Singhadarbar, following a recommendation from the Council of Ministers. According to the President's Office spokesperson, Ritesh Kumar Sakya, the government had proposed the date and time during a cabinet meeting held at the Prime Minister's office. Meanwhile, President Paudil has also issued the Constitutional Council Works, Duties, Rights and Procedures First Amendment Ordinance 2083 Vikram Sambat in line with the Article 114, Subarticle 1 of the Constitution. The ordinance was endorsed after the government resubmitted its recommendation, which had earlier been returned by the President for reconsideration. The government has scrapped the provisions relating to trade unions within the civil service following the repeal of Section 53 of the Civil Service Act 2049 Bikram Sambat through a recent ordinance. According to a statement issued by the Ministry of Federal Affairs and General Administration, the decision removes the legal basis for civil service trade unions. With the new system in place, all government ministries, departments, commissions and agencies have been instructed to close trade union offices and return assets, including buildings, vehicles and other facilities, to the state. Officials have also directed employees previously affiliated with trade unions to resume regular duties under their respective offices. The government argues that the reform will help ensure a more professional and neutral civil service, while critics in the past have raised concerns about the political interference through union structures. The government has launched an online system allowing the foreign tourist entering Nepal by vehicle through land routes to obtain permits and pay required fees digitally. The system, developed by the Department of Customs under the Ministry of Finance, was inaugurated yesterday by Finance Minister Swarnim Wagle. Under the new system, tourists from India and other countries can complete vehicle permit formalities online before entering Nepal, eliminating the need to physically visit customs checkpoints. Authorities expect the system is Authorities expect the system to particularly benefit visitors arriving via land routes from India and Bangladesh, while also remaining applicable to other foreign vehicles. The Supreme Court has ordered the federal government to submit detailed documents on the procedures followed in demolishing squatters' settlements. A single bench of Justice Sunil Kumar Pokharel directed the government to clarify whether constitutional provisions, the Right to Housing Act and due process were followed. The court has also sought information on rehabilitation efforts, including food, healthcare and education arrangements for displaced families, as well as the protection of their basic human rights. Meanwhile, support measures are being provided for families displaced from the riverside settlements, with temporary shelter, healthcare and education arrangements in place in the Kathmandu Valley. Likewise, coordination between the provincial and federal agencies is ongoing to ensure continued healthcare and basic services for the displaced communities. The government is preparing to begin refunding deposits of troubled cooperatives from the third week of May. The process will be carried out by the Problematic Cooperatives Management Committee, which has completed data collection on affected institutions and depositors. Minister for Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation, Pradibha Rawal, said preparations are largely complete and reforms will begin soon, with priority given to small depositors in the first phase. A government-formed task force preparing a discussion paper on constitutional amendment has held consultations with former officials and experts focusing on key areas of reform. The meeting, held at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, discussed issues including the system of governance, federal structure, electoral system and constitutional bodies. Participants, including former chief secretaries, administrators and foreign affairs experts, suggested reforms such as reviewing the structure of the Constitutional Council, reducing the number of constitutional bodies and strengthening their independence. The task force said the feedback will be incorporated into a discussion paper, with further consultations planned in the coming phase. The National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority has directed district authorities to suspend vehicle movement during disasters to ensure public safety and prevent further risk. It has also warned of legal action against drivers and vehicle owners who violate such restrictions. The directive follows a recent flooding incident in Kapri Palansuk district, where 89 passengers were rescued from the Roshi River after vehicles were caught in raising waters. Authorities say the incident highlights the risk of negligence during the adverse weather and have urged the public to strictly follow warnings issued based on forecast from the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology. The government has expanded its home delivery system for public services to 19 districts, marking progress in its plan to modernize postal operations and improve service access. According to the Department of Postal Services, the initiative, launched under the government's 100-day governance reform agenda, has begun delivering key documents, including passports, directly to the citizens' homes. The service has also been used to deliver educational certificates and transport medical samples in coordination with the National Public Health Laboratory. The service is currently operational in limited districts, with further expansion in progress. Likewise, the government has initiated a review of the National Curriculum Framework 2076 Bikram Sambat, forming a task force to update the school curriculum in line with changing needs. The Ministry of Education, Science and Technology has appointed Balchandra Luintil to coordinate the task force. According to the ministry, the review aims to make the curriculum more relevant to evolving social and educational context, with a focus on incorporating moral education. The Nepal Police Cyber Bureau has urged the public to remain alert following a rise in incidents of bank account fraud through digital platforms. In a statement issued, Bureau spokesperson, Superintendent of Police Dilip Kumar Giri, said criminal groups are using new techniques to target mobile banking users by sending fake messages resembling services. Authorities have advised the public not to click unknown links, to use only official banking websites and applications, and not to share personal banking credentials. The police have also urged victims or suspicious users to immediately report incidents to the Cyber Bureau, police or concerned banks. The European Union Ambassador to Nepal, Veronique Lorenzo, paid a courtesy call on Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Khadakraj Paudel, yesterday. During the meeting held at the ministry, according to the minister's secretariat, discussions focused on culture, tourism, promotion and aviation safety. Nepal has registered a commanding 81-run victory over Oman in the ICC Men's Cricket World Cup League 2 match at the TU Cricket Ground, Kirtipur. Chasing a target of 256 runs, Oman were bowled out for 175 runs in 39.5 overs. Earlier, Nepal had posted 256 runs in 49.5 overs after opting to bat first. The win strengthens Nepal's position in the League 2 standings. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. The United States has temporarily paused its naval and military operation Project Freedom, aimed at securing passes through the Strait of Hormuz following what U.S. President Donald Trump described as a significant progress toward a possible agreement with Iran. According to the U.S. administration, the operation launched to escort vessels and ensure safe navigation in the strategically important waterway was halted by mutual understanding. Tensions in the region remain high. The United Arab Emirates reported that its air defense systems were activated for a second consecutive day to intercept missiles and drones launched from Iran. However, Iranian military officials denied carrying out any recent attacks on the UAE, calling such claims inaccurate. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that the weather will likely remain generally cloudy in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi, Mathes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, as well as similar regions in the rest of the country, while the remaining Tarai regions will likely remain partly cloudy today. There is a possibility of moderate rain or snowfall with thunder and lightning in some places of Kosi, Mathes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces and in a few places of the remaining provinces today. The division has also stated that there is an influence of westerly and local winds along with a low pressure system in the lower atmosphere near the eastern region of the country at present. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from 13 to 15 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 24 and 26 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. President Ramchandra Pauril summons Federal Parliament session for May 11th. Government abolishes civil service trade union system after legal amendment in a reform move. Nepal registers victory over Oman in the ICC Men's Cricket World Cup League 2, strengthening position in the league standings. And United States temporarily suspends Hormuz operation following progress in Iran deal. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air, and for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins at your convenience. Stay tuned. Have a good day.